Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land.
Let Mike O'Mara go.
Did you play sports?
I stopped when I got to high school, but in like elementary school,
okay.
I did.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, she's 8 years old and the coach can say, we kind of need her as a starter. Yeah. Be great if we could have her, you know.
But coach, she runs with her palms up.
That's okay. Let her start. Right. All right. That sounds fine, but I need to know what's your take on pre-existing conditions? I just need to know. All right.
Are you for or against them?
No. And I would say, because I, of course, suffer from a bad case of ingrown foot.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Late breaking news. Ooh. Mike O'Mara has a fever. It's the Robin Oscar Show.
Dateline, Washington, D.C. 7:53 a.m. Georgetown. Crumbling townhouse. Text comes in. Boys. 101 fever. Wait. 102. Can't come in this morning.
I don't blame him. I do not blame him.
I get it. And then a series of shtick, because that's what we do on the show.
Oh, Pony was the worst.
Commences on the group text.
Pony was the worst.
So I send him, as we do, we audible. We say, show must go on. We'll see you mañana, Papa.
Right, take care. Get some rest.
I start sending Rob gifts of Cameron. From Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
right?
Of when he tells.
Well, I have
okay.
Oscar the tape. When I got the notification, I was in the car.
You're en route,
so I could not reply via text. So I just called Mike, and I am hating the YouTube app right now.
You called Mike.
I called Mike, and this mother shut down.
Okay, you're fine. I will continue when
you're
ready.
Do.
Just
Thank
give
you.
Me a hand signal.
Thank you.
So the shtick that comes along is fun. And I would say that you know you're in a good space with your coworkers where you don't bemoan the fact that someone's sick. You just know that
you just move on.
It's time to step up.
Right.
Let's make as much fun of them as possible as we can without hurting their feelings.
Right.
And move on.
And maybe hurting their feelings.
And there's
too.
There's a tact to this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the broadcasting world where you don't soft sell it. You go over the top.
Yeah.
Right?
And we've been through this before. You have to, because really what you're dealing with, first off, is guilt.
Yes.
Because you don't want to miss and let your friends down, but also you don't want to miss anything.
No.
So you got to make it.
No.
If you have, like, for example.
Especially after you just spent 8 days on vacation.
If you have a small leak in your basement, you call and you say, flooding! Flooding! And so,
especially after you just missed 8 days on vacation.
That's true. You said it twice because you meant it.
This would be the ninth day.
Here is the call I spent. I called Mike, and this is what I spoke to him.
Dying. You're not dying. You just can't think of anything good to do.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land.
Let Mike O'Mara go. So that's the call I had with him this morning. Actually, no, he sounded literally like death warmed over.
I did ask Rob when I walked in. I said, hey, did you talk to Mike? Because I had to call him. I was driving in, so I couldn't text back.
Right on.
So the text is back and forth. Rob confirms said patient and how he's feeling. He lets us know he's got a 102 fever. The F-bombs dropped via text. I immediately go to WebMD because that's what helps.
Right.
And I say, look, WebMD is saying that 104 to 107 is your danger zone. So just rest up and relax. You got 2 degrees to worry.
Also, two radio stations he worked at.
Yes. So even better if you're a numbers guy, a numerology.
Yes.
Well,
it's not really numerology when you're talking statistics and temperatures.
Yeah, you know what? They are cold hard facts, and we all know that. No one is really good at being sick, but Mike might be the worst. And if that's the case, you got to make light of it, or you fall into a black hole of bad shtick. Now, Pony, who is a member of the Four Horsemen here at the Mike O'Mara Show, but I would say at the very least he is the pony, and we are the three stallions.
I don't know. I would say he might be more of a saddle.
Yeah. Well, no, he's part of the troop.
Might be a blanket.
Three amigos and Ponch.
Ponch, right? There he is.
There you go. So
Baba Louie.
So we all get a text that comes in from Pony, and it's a hot text. By the way, the wit is quick, so I respect the fact that either he's here or he's texting while he's driving, which is fine by me because that means Pony's living in a danger zone.
I love it, and you know what? And of all of us, it's best when Pony texts when he drives because he has a stick shift.
Yes.
So that means he's really, really riding the danger
zone.
Pony. I was here.
Pony, oh, okay. What did you text? Tell the TMSaholics out there what you texted your boss. Probably the wrong guy to do this to.
Well, when you'd listed all the temperatures, I mentioned that I had heard that at 103 degrees, you're officially hot-blooded.
Shtick!
But I am granted one foreigner joke per month.
There you go.
All right.
So that was Pony's. At this point, I'm waiting for what is a cavalcade of expletives. And Pony, what are you doing on the scoop text? Get off the scoop text type of situation.
Exactly.
Now, and I know a true tell of someone when they're really sick.
Yeah.
Is Mike is so beat up right now. He didn't even fight back.
No.
Before I could say anything, he just wrote, "Thank you." And when someone texts,
and that
thank
might
you,
have been an autocomplete too.
Yeah.
Like one of the three choices at the bottom, that was just the most appropriate.
Thank you.
When someone texts
and you can visually see the pain within a text.
Yeah, the letters almost looked crippled.
Because the true healthy Mike O'Mara might have a tea time Mike O'Mara, forgot about maybe a scramble this morning Mike
O'Mara.
Exactly,
yeah.
That guy's writing back expletives, mother effing people, as he should, because that was unwarranted.
Yeah.
He'd say, "You're effing fired."
Yeah. You know what? You're effing fired. You're cool. You're fired.
What's great is some ibuprofen, some bed rest, some fluid. You could still get fired.
So I write back, "Pony, you F." We're doing appropriate stick. Don't ruin this. And then
trying to help him out.
Yeah, I said get well, Papa. And then we got nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
So to Mike O'Mara, hopefully you're not listening to this, but if you do this afternoon, check in. What happened?
Yes, feel better.
Feel better, my man.
Yes,
feel better.
Wait, what's this? Breaking news!
Breaking news!
This just in from the fourth floor of Podcast Village. Broken elevator.
The lift is broken. The lift is broken.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lift, she is broken. Notify Otis.
Another window into our soul. No one writes, "The lift is broken." And then you think, hey, what happens in the TMS universe? Do they say, "Do you want us to call the landlord? Should we call the building maintenance man?" No. That's my job just to do, because they know the guys know I'm going to take care of that. So I do that, and then I see another text come in from Rob on another thread, because there's a Rob Oscar
pony
thread when Mike is out, because we don't want to bother him with our texts.
Right.
I wonder why Maddie was excluded. Weird.
Yeah, what the heck?
It was on purpose.
Okay. All right.
Feud, sort of a guy thing.
Feud in the control room.
That's right. Well, you know how she gets.
And not now. Maybe later.
Yeah. Well, yes. That was just a quick sidebar. Maddie's having a bit of a morning technologically.
Yeah.
And she came in and I made some sort of stupid dad joke, as I often do. And she just looked at me without even breaking a smile and said, "Not now. Maybe later."
The elevator really set me off. I was like, I have to walk up these stairs.
I know.
It's four floors. It's rough. Yeah. And welcome to radio. Welcome
exactly.
to broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. At least you weren't stuck on the elevator. I got stuck on the elevator at WJFK once.
Really?
Yeah. I had to pick up the phone and it rang to 911. I said, "Oh, I don't know if this is a 911 thing. I'm just stuck on an elevator."
I'm going to say you deserve that because the elevator is two floors.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You took an elevator one floor down, one floor up?
I think I did.
Oh, it's... I think that's Pavlovian. Like that's karma.
Well, the thing is I mean, I was stuck in there for 42 hours.
So
it was like maybe a minute and a half.
So we get this text from Rob, and Rob's text said what? Your elevator joke.
Oh, the elevator joke. I said,
because there's no like, "Hey, how do we fix it? We probably have guests coming today. What do we have?"
I said, "Well, maybe it's just depressed, feeling down."
This is my life, people. This is what we deal with.
This is why I won't have to do the art auction next week.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There is no concern for like the broader picture or what's going to happen. It's who can bring the fastest dad zinger.
There was an alternate joke that I almost used.
What was that?
He said, well, you know, with the elevator, we've had a bad relationship. Lots of ups and downs.
That's better.
You think?
That's much better.
Yes.
So,
and I...
Duly noted.
I was facing my own troubles.
Yes.
So, I guess, I'm sorry, I got a little text here. Someone said, accident on I-20 might be cutting it a little late. Oh. All right.
I don't know who this is from. I don't even know that road.
270, I think they're meant to write.
I see. Well, you shouldn't text and drive, Pony.
Stop looking at my phone and do this show.
Exactly.
Moving on.
As soon as we hit record, all this will be fixed.
Moving on. So we're Mike O'Mara-less. We've got, you hear the cackling in the back. We got Mac Attack.
Oh, wait. Breaking news. Mac McIntosh in studio.
Straight from Micro Center.
Woo!
As apparently they were open yesterday, so was Podcast Village. Podcast Village... I think you guys got out of here, the Teal Moss crew, well, everybody except for Maddie, around 1 p.m.
Got out of here as you know, as soon as I could, yeah. And right in the teeth of the storm, it was great, because when I was on the exit going from the GW Parkway onto the Beltway, you know, yes. Simple rounding exit, I slid so far to the left, I almost put my turn signal on. It was, roads were nasty.
Skeleton crew yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got Hey Phrase, they came and did their show, they're professional broadcasters, and you put on a show regardless.
And I love the fact that Sarah comes in, and she is a pro, no mistake.
Yeah, this,
I
doesn't
love
matter,
her.
Sleet, snow,
she
rain,
says,
whatever.
So I guess everyone's canceled, just us today, right? I was like, yeah.
No, Bootstrap came in from the University of Maryland.
Oh, that's cool.
Three shows, three guests, everybody slogged in, got things done. And it was funny because at one point my wonderful wife says, we should just close down. Nobody's coming.
Really?
I said, in the real world, Peach, people go to work.
Yeah.
And I said, Bootstrap has not canceled. And these people are probably very busy. So it's now or never. So get it over with.
Snow Bootstrap.
Yeah. And she's like, she said, there's no way all those people are coming in. I said, I was like, if you want to bet, I bet they're going to come in.
That's pretty amazing because Bootstrapped has two hosts and then three shows, three guests.
Three different guests.
You're dealing with a big
cast.
But
then you're talking about logistics.
Of course.
And you say, how are you going to get all these three people on the same date again? This is programmed months in advance.
Of course.
So we recorded those shows, wrapped those up around 6 p.m.
Boy.
And then we had, so Maddie was still here. She worked Bootstrapped with me and the team. Hmm. And then.
How was her mood yesterday?
You know what's interesting? I'm so used to my wife being a chatty Cathy.
Right.
That I looked over at one point and I was like, is Maddie breathing? Now, Maddie was doing her job running the camera.
Oh, breaking news. Intern producer stops breathing.
Really?
Film at 11.
I looked over. I'm like, oh, she's breathing.
Good.
She's actually changing the because I'm used to. Hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about this? Is he shiny?
Shannon loves small talk and busy,
just like in movies.
Yep.
So it was refreshing.
Excellent. Good.
Like she needed her quiet time to focus on producing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ask me about the cleaning ladies coming today. Didn't question anything that was happening. I actually told my wife. I said you should take a page out of Maciel's book.
I'm sure that went well. That's what she wants to hear.
She goes, I love to gab. My wife is well aware of how she likes to communicate while we're producing.
Yeah.
So, that wraps up. Maddie gets out of here maybe at 7 if she's lucky. And then Rob, Shannon, and myself are here till 9 p.m. just working on some admin work.
By the time 7 o'clock rolled around, Maddie, did they have the roads in better shape? I know we didn't get as much rain as they called for.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, okay. So leaving early was the stupidest thing I could have done.
Pretty much.
Probably. All right. So what do you do when you leave at 9 p.m.? You go to your garage to get home.
Right.
Get out of the garage. Garage is closed.
Oh, that is not good.
Now you're like, hey, you probably have a fob to get in the garage. Fob is in the other jacket for your boy, Oscar Santana.
Fob.
We got Santos, myself, and my wife, who likes to tell you what's what.
Yeah.
And she said, why would you do that?
Did she offer an opinion of the situation?
She had an opinion, God bless her.
Wow, that's great. Did she share it?
I said, not now, maybe later. We called an Uber to get home.
Yes.
Then this morning, had to do the fire drill, call an Uber to get back.
Right, to go pick up your car. Right.
My rating is now to 4.86.
Oscar, you're slipping.
I'm slipping.
Slipping.
Slipping. I'm the dummy. I should have switched to Lyft. I just haven't done that yet. But now we're here.
Yes.
This all happened in the span of, what, 18 hours?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Life in the big city.
The question is this. It's choose your own adventure time.
Okay.
Because we got Oscarazzi.
Yes.
We've got the audio vault.
Sure.
We're about to start the show.
Right.
Do we start with Mac Attack, who said that he's hit a benchmark at Micro Center?
Right.
His wonderful place of employment has given him life.
Yes.
A second act, if you will.
I will.
He never had a first act. So his first act.
Yeah.
And a career.
It's like coming into a sitcom at 12 minutes after the hour. That's his life.
Or do we go with small anecdotes from former mayor Masiello's daughter, Maddie Masiello?
Well, I will say this. As the show historian.
Yes.
And if we were to go by seniority, Mac has been with the show longer. And Mac has a checkered past of every time we've gone to him.
Yes.
The result is the same. So I say when we come back, we're talking to Maddie.
Oh!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Damn!
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey. You guys want to see something really cool?
Is it behind that old boat?
This is one of the most famous warships of all time. The USS Constitution. Stayed in active duty 84 years. No enemy managed to board her.
10 seconds, she's already bored me.
That's your Spanish tutor.
I'm going to say it one more time. I really think French will be a better fit for me.
Your name is Manuel Alberto Javier Alejandro Delgado. How is French a better fit for you?
Okay, I'm pretty sure you threw in a name I've never heard before.
Hello.
En español, por favor.
Okay, let's take it down a nacho.
Hola, Diego. Muchísimo gusto conocerte en persona. Gracias por venir.
El placer es mío. You must be Mr. Pritchett.
Jay, and I'm just glad you're here. Gloria tried to tutor Manny. There was less yelling in the miracle worker.
Because he wasn't even trying.
I'm sorry, but Spanish just doesn't seem natural to me. I don't like the way it hits my ear.
What could be more natural than your mother's tongue in your ear?
Do you happen to know a good English tutor?
One more session this week, and Manny will be ready for his test.
Ay, qué bueno.
Mmm, lo que estás cocinando huele increíble. En un par de horas, estaba caminando como un viejito.
What are they saying?
If I knew, he wouldn't be here.
Sweet and sour chicken!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Hey, that's me. Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village studios in our snowy nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it, and if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 via TMOS Live. Mm. Love it. Get the app right now. Right now. All right? Thank you. You can write us at P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and bringing you a very important message.
Please.
Don't waste time in big box stores paying too much for stuff that isn't very good.
Mm.
That's it. I mean, if you can do that through your life, you'll be happy. Mm. Just go to Brandless.
Mm.
See, Brandless offers better options for the things you care about. They sell everything, and the website is so much fun to browse. If you can think of something, chances are Brandless has it at a great price and amazing quality. I know. I bought kitchen stuff. I bought office supplies I love. You bought kitchen utensils.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike is in love with his knives. These are so cool, and I looked at what Mike bought. Beautiful set. He loves it. The price of the entire set and a sharpening stone and a storage block, less than the price you would pay for one knife in a store.
Interesting.
It's so cool because with higher quality products at a more affordable price, all you need is Brandless. And besides, Brandless gives back. Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger.
Yeah.
And right now, our listeners can receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more at Brandless. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48
Make
or more.
Make sure you use that link.
Got to do it. Start enjoying the high-quality products you deserve today by going to brandless.com. And thank you, Brandless.
I should mention that we picked up stationery yesterday for Podcast Village from the office supplies section.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's going to be great.
I love it. Brandless is the best. And speaking of the best, we traded Mac for Maddie. Talk about a trade up.
Woo.
Woo.
Okay. Hi, Maddie. Welcome.
Hello.
Maddie, no pressure.
Okay.
The last time, I guess, we divulged because we found out that you have a really what I think is a fascinating childhood as you grew up the daughter of a mayor of, I would say, a mid-major metropolitan city.
Essentially, the Masiellos
yes.
are the Kennedys of Buffalo, New York. York. Yes, exactly. Yes.
I demand to be referred to as Your Highness.
Yeah, but you would have been the first kid in Buffalo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's you've turned it into a 1980s movie.
Yeah, this is great.
And Sinbad, I think, would be in it. First kid. I think it might have been a movie, actually. First kid.
Yes, it was.
I thought so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when we divulge that, you know, as far as politics are concerned, I'm a rube, and I know that you work on political persuasions. So I was like, hey, do you love this world of politics? And I asked you that offline because I didn't know if you were just assigned to political persuasions or right. you're like, I can't wait to work with Chris Freites.
Well, I do have my own interest in politics. Mm-hmm.
You went to the American University.
I did. Yes. But that was, I think I was assigned to that show.
Yeah. So she made that clear. She's like, just assignment.
Let's rephrase that. Let's say that it was just a happy
coincidence.
That we needed someone and she loves it. Yeah.
You got a little more, you found yourself in a place where you're like, I got to do this, right?
As assistant Imagineer. You have fun. We have fun doing that show.
Yeah, man.
Sure,
yeah,
man.
So, the yeah man is a Chris, not nod yes. to Chris Freites.
Chris Freites, it's one of his catchphrases.
By the way, today, no political persuasions. We'll have a new one next week for you.
That's right.
So, just a heads up programming note. And that's the first time I ever really talked about her childhood, Maddie's childhood, in public, open, because I had not known this. What happened here at Podcast Village is everybody was eating lunch, and then she just casually mentioned, hey, I think somebody asked you, like, hey, what do your parents do?
Yeah, Shannon asked me, but then see, Pony,
Small talk.
Pony, of all people, was like, you know, her dad was the mayor, right? And I don't even know how you knew that, Pony.
You told me this randomly one day.
I'm sure there wasn't late night Googling the dark net.
I wonder what her story is. Is she into porcelain dolls?
Yeah.
No, she's into reality.
Yeah, but I was going to say that it's weird. I think this has been the last few months.
That's a creep factor 10, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Got my eye on you, Pony.
The last few months, I think Maddie has really come into her own, and I think it's because of her increased involvement at Podcast Village. There's been more time here. And
you get to know people.
You get to know people because, I mean, you've always been an excellent, excellent producing anchor of the Mike O'Mara show, but maybe you could produce a cough drop.
No. I am taken aback about the
Pony?
Fact that Pony, of all people, crept her out because he's like, I don't know. I'm sure she had. I've never heard
it
in my life.
Say, Pony.
Yeah. For 3 years, we never even, you've been with the show before you've officially joined.
When did you start as an intern?
4 years, right?
I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
As an intern, yeah.
And so you've always been an excellent producing anchor for the show, but this is the first time that you have been around in a more social setting.
Yeah.
And when we have lunch together, stuff comes up. And it was shocking that it came from Pony, but I'm glad we all know now.
So I'll give you the perfect example. I remember...
Pony, you know anything weird about me?
I know lots of weird things about you.
All right, turn his mic off.
The first time I felt like you know when someone's a celebrity and then you actually see it firsthand. I'll use Mike as the best example.
Okay, perfect.
I was a fan of Mike's before we even started working together. But then when you see Mike at an event, a radio station event, or you see him out in public and people come actively to see him and seek him and say hello. Strangers.
I think a great example of it is the first time we went to Iowa, and unannounced, we just went to a restaurant. The show as a unit went to a restaurant, and people knew we were coming to town, but we didn't promote the fact that we were at this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And people started to file in and introduce themselves.
Yes.
And it's very, very cool to see it happen.
Did you understand as a, I would say, teenager or middle school? You were in middle school, right?
Well, no. So he retired when I was 8. So I was pretty. And then
you're a kid. You're a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Even better.
Sinbad is first baby.
Even better. So how many years in office?
12.
12. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So you were born into this world.
I was. Yes.
When did you realize that your dad was
special?
I think pretty early on because I had the biggest ego of any little child you would ever imagine.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you don't even know who I am.
Like, really?
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I threatened my now best friend, which is funny, but she and I used to hate each other when we were little, so I threatened to put her in jail once.
Really?
because I thought I had that power.
You realized that your dad had at least sort of that power.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
So you, let's put this in perspective. For the first 8 years of her life, she never knew a moment where her dad wasn't the mayor. Yeah,
this is wild.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there, just because I don't know how it works, is there a mayor's mansion?
No, not in Buffalo.
So you had to live in your own home?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, poor kid. Yeah. So sorry.
I struggled so
Was
much.
There security?
He did. My dad did have one security guard who doubled as his like driver and stuff.
Yes.
So we.
Not as cook?
No.
Okay. When did you realize, when did you think, what is your earliest memory? Do you remember an inauguration or a ball?
I don't.
Were the terms 4 years or were they yearly?
No, they're 4 years. They're
okay.
Four years.
So three, yeah, 4 year terms. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I remember one memory that really sticks out to me is when I was in first grade. And my dad did some restructuring of the fire departments in Buffalo. And Ooh. So that ended up some firefighters had to get laid off. And so there was one kid in my class who I had the biggest crush on. And his dad was a firefighter.
Oh, no.
And so he comes up to me one day, and I'm like 5 years old. And he's like, your dad got my dad out of a job.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it was awful. I cried. I was like, I hate my dad. We were supposed to get married.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it worked out. But
you still in touch with this guy?
I think we're friends on Facebook, so the wedding is back on.
That's excellent news.
Yeah. But see, that's the context. And thank you. I had no idea you were going to share a story like that, because you don't know. And look, we get it. He's not the president, but... An elected official,
and I
especially
think,
in a town like Buffalo.
Buffalo is a tight-knit town. They know their politics.
You know, everybody in Buffalo knows
it's not
each
like,
other. Yeah.
It's not like knowing the mayor of, say, like Fairfax, Virginia.
No.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not sprawling. It's not disorganized.
They're probably, that's exactly, I guess, what I wanted to hear was there's probably tough decisions that your father had to make that, you know, in first grade, you didn't understand.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I had no idea what he would do that for, or why these people were at a job.
What's a union?
Yeah, right.
Why are you bashing them?
I didn't know.
That's I'm just kidding. I don't know if he's done that or not.
Why is that envelope of money under the door?
Are we a cash family? just messing around. When your dad left office.
And it was by his choice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it... And as a kid, you don't know if your parents have a choice in this. When your dad, I had a friend who worked, his parents worked for the actual Disney Corporation growing up.
Uh-huh.
But on the accounting side.
Yes.
And they left, I think the accounting side on the West Coast.
Right.
And they came to D.C. for a different job. And all the kids would talk about was how their parents left Disney World. Because that's how they looked
at it. They lost their in.
They lost. Like, why would my dad ever lose Disney?
Yeah.
But you don't have a choice, right? You're just like, this is... Well, he had a choice, but there's so much more in your life that, as far as your parents' decisions, that you don't know as a kid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You think did you want your dad to leave political office? Did you care? Did you say, why are you not the mayor anymore? Did you have questions like that?
Yeah, and because the fact, Liz, if we restate the fact that you were 8,
yes,
that's a really transitional age.
It's an innocent time.
It is. But you're old enough to be aware of what's going on.
Perfect.
So probably like second or third grade, right?
I think it was fourth grade, because I'm technically younger for...
Smart kid.
Yeah.
Of course, the mayor pulled strings.
Mm.
Get her into fourth grade.
Fourth grade. She's in fourth grade.
Get her into fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
You do this for me, I'll do this for you.
The teacher's union would smile on that. Fourth grade.
Does your dad have a fantastic Buffalo accent?
Which it's weird because everybody in Buffalo has a huge like the A's.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
like
yeah,
Mike's
yeah.
Midwestern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you do it?
Give me something to say.
Okay. Hey, the Bills game really was horrible. I'm really sorry that they lost.
How about this? I'll ask you this. Hey, did you see the Bills game?
Hey, did you see the Bills game?
Yeah, see, yeah.
My mom always says like the phrase "pass the hammer." Like, those are the A's. Yeah, but it's weird. And my mom's not from Buffalo, so she doesn't have a bad
accent.
Where's
she from?
She's from upstate New York.
Oh, cool. So, but did you? I guess I'll give you my best example. My dad retired. I was like, "Hey, why are you retiring?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, Well, at the World Health Organization, you retire at 60, but I've been working until I'm 65, and I'm still going to work on contracts, but I don't want to go full-time anymore. This is the plan. I'm like, yeah, but why are you stopping working? Like, it was just this weird thing.
Yeah.
Did you have that feeling?
I want to say I wanted him to stay in office just for, like, the attention.
Sure.
You remember going to, like, events and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, my sister and I always had to be super well-behaved. You know, always be around adults, always be ready for events.
Older or younger sister?
Older.
Okay. So she probably benefited more.
Probably.
How much older is she?
3 years.
Oh, so she was 11.
Yeah, so she was 11. Probably much more aware of what was going on than I was. Yeah.
Do you ever get to ride on a float in a parade?
Yeah, the St. Patrick's Day parade we were always in.
That is awesome.
That is really great.
What other fun things do you do as the mayor's daughters? And
I don't even remember that much, honestly.
There's the little messy yellow girls on the big green shamrock. Let's wave to those young ladies.
I mean, because I have nothing else to compare it to, so everything just kind of felt normal.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So nothing really
sticks
out.
Was there ever a fall from grace where you were like, man, like we don't get to ride on the float anymore?
Probably a couple of years after he left office, and you know, the strings weren't always...
The offers dried up.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not the St. Patrick's Day parade. Maybe something.
Maybe President's Day.
Maybe springtime. Yes. Something.
I do remember too. During Christmas time, we would always get these really elaborate, like fruit baskets and a bunch of presents sent to my house, and they were always filled with like amazing treats and food and everything. And then they stopped coming after he left.
Yeah.
So that was probably the biggest blow.
Way to go, Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do forget about that stuff.
They're oftentimes remembered,
And that time, you would spend the dollars because you're like, this is what you do.
Yeah.
You send a nice holiday gift.
Certainly want the mayor on our side come St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly. Now, we want that new construction job on the docks.
We've discussed the fact that you have...
The robbery is great.
We have... It works.
Just kidding.
We have seen the photograph at one of your father's events of your mother with O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Famous Buffalo Bill O.J. Simpson. Mm-hmm. Prior to any sort of bad publicity for him.
Yes, but I want to say... I have to get the years right, but I want to say that picture was just a couple of months before...
But
stuff went down.
Understood, but let's just emphasize the fact it's before.
Yes, this is before.
It could even be the day before.
Sure.
Just so long as it's before.
It was before.
Do you remember meeting any other celebrities of note? But it would be tough because I imagine the celebrities that your father would run with wouldn't really impress an 8-year-old.
Well, so he and Hillary are actually pretty good friends.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've met her a few times. I feel like most of it is mostly political.
So you've met Hillary Clinton a few times?
Yeah.
Ever gotten an email from her?
But was it a big deal then? Because she's probably Secretary of State or was she?
I was still younger at the time.
Would she have been the first lady then?
No, I don't think the first lady. I think it was when she was in the New York. She was a senator.
Let's see what happens when the first lady meets the first kid.
Right, Senator Clinton.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's what I want to say.
That's pretty cool. How did your dad run into it, just in political circles or?
Well, so he was a state senator before he was the mayor. So I think they knew each other on a state level.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, this is also mind blowing.
Get back on the web, pony.
Yes or no? Was your father drafted in the NBA draft?
He was, yes.
What?
I tell him all the time he should write a book.
This is nuts. I type in Anthony Masiello, right? So that's what you do these days. And it says here. This is crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, bury the lead. It looks like after a Hall of Fame career as a basketball standout for the Division I Golden Griffins, the Indiana Pacers subsequently drafted in the National Basketball Association's third round.
Third round pick in the NBA. He's Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Well, I'm not trying to imply any sort of...
What are you trying to say, Rob?
I'm saying that he's everywhere. He's a lot of important events. I mean, he's met future, or at least, you know, former first ladies.
Yes.
He's been a mayor. He's been drafted in the NBA. What else are you hiding?
I think that's it. But if I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Is he tall? Does he have a great three-pointer?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. He was a forward, so he was more like in the paint.
Yeah. Look at her!
I had so much athletic potential that just...
Yeah, if you had a 23andMe, do you think, and 23andMe will give you your athletic prowess? And by the way, for those of you at home, you can be in this realm of three tiers. Either you have the genetics that are found in elite athletes, which
right.
is, I would say, roughly 35%.
Right, about a third.
A third. And then you don't, which is 50%, that's where I fall in, mm-hmm. apparently, if it's right. And then, which I think it is. And then you go to the top 15%, which is like really elite athletes.
I think they call it super elite, right?
Super elite.
Mm-hmm.
If you took a 23andMe, and we might just have to do this.
Yeah.
You may have super elite genetics.
I might, because my dad also is the oldest of seven, and all of his siblings were super athletic in college, played a lot of sports, mm-hmm. basketball, baseball, all that stuff. So.
Any other national politicians in the family?
No, I think it's just him.
What about your mom? Is she athletic?
I think so, yeah. I don't know if she played a lot of sports in her day, but she's definitely physically active.
Did you play sports?
I stopped when I got to high school, but in like elementary school,
okay.
I did.
All right, all right.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, she's 8 years old, and the coach goes, "We kind of need her as a starter. Yeah. Be great if we could have her, you know."
But coach, she runs with her palms up.
That's okay. Let her start. I'm Rob Donovan.
The mayor will come. The mayor will come to the games.
Do you think it would be great? Hi, this is Rob Donovan from the Mazziello office. Do you think it would help attendance if the mayor came to the?
For Friday night's game. I know Maciel, let's say she's not a shining star yet, but the mayor and his wife would like, and the first lady would like to come to the game. Is it possible we can put her in the starting lineup so they can leave by halftime?
He would love to sort of bedeck two seats with red, white, and blue streamers, and we would like to have them there for girls lacrosse. The 7 to 9 year old division of girls lacrosse.
And if it's possible, we'd like to cancel the Friday night game and move the hockey game, the field hockey game, to Friday night and have the boys play on Thursday.
It would really be a shame if all funding for football was cut off. Don't you think? Don't you think that would be sad?
The mayor's daughter no longer likes field hockey. She would like to get into women's lacrosse. Apparently there's not a program. What do we need to do to make this happen?
Are you familiar with an organization called the Indiana Pacers?
Wow, this has been very, very illuminating. Yeah, I love it.
You know whose socks are going to be blown off?
Who?
Our friend from Backroom Politics.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he is going to love the. I think he might be an upstate New York guy, like
oh, really?
A New York
oh,
politics
awesome.
Guy. Yeah. He is going to love this.
Yeah.
The basketball thing is what blows my mind. That we don't know this.
So, when your dad is drafted in the NBA draft, how long did he play? When did he choose one year?
And what's the year?
What?
Roughly what year do you know?
I have no idea. Maybe like 1970 or
okay, all right.
late 60s. I'm not really sure.
So the shorts look different then.
Oh, yeah. They were chubbies then.
But no, I don't think he played a game. I think he ended up getting cut. Before the
season
started. We're going to need
to cut Anthony Mascello. Yeah. He has a career in politics.
But that's
in
when
Buffalo.
He, yeah, that's when he turned to politics
we,
after
we can't have him blow out. His knees out if he's going to be running the he's going to be running the town for 12 years. By the way, here's a lovely basket of apples. Merry Christmas.
New York State apples.
These are from upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Come home from Indiana.
Well, that's an amazing. He should write a book.
I know.
That's so fascinating. Yeah. And your sister, does she have any political aspirations?
No, not at all. My sister and I are both very just not into.
That's usually
that.
What happens. People get into.
Don't follow that.
Mm. Damn.
Well, if anything else comes up, please let us know. I mean, if
I'm looking for if he was a surgeon at one point, found out what the blue baby syndrome was. Like, I don't know what the story is here.
Did he ever rescue a crashing jet or anything?
Several,
well, of course, but who hasn't? Thank you, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Most appreciated.
Thank you.
You know, there's a
thank you for waiting 3.5 years to tell us any of this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know,
Pony, you creep. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Apparently, I missed everything. He's
like a creepy Columbo.
Well, I mean, he's never mentioned that to us.
No, no. Watch
ever.
Matt Bloom's new mystery show. Google She Wrote. There's a lot of stuff going on at my house. My daughter in for a big day. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Maddie.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tanned gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve, He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him. You just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
He loves cookies. Mm. Problem with Captain Steve, though, sloppy dresser.
Ah.
You know what he needs?
What?
Untuck it.
Ooh.
See, no guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt when it's untucked. You might think it looks casual, but you just look like a jerk. That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. I adore my untucked shirts. Last time I wore them, you know what I got? I said, what? Have you lost weight?
Oh, there you go.
I said, yes!
The shirts, look, when they fit you and they...
You look great.
They lay on you correctly.
Exactly
they
so.
They're perfect.
They're not too long, not too short. They give you that clean, casual look that you can even wear at the office. And with more than 50 fit combinations, Untuckit shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic DJs of all ages. So go to Untuckit.com or even better, visit one of Untuckit's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Untuckit even offers free shipping and returns on all orders in the United States. Use the promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. So if you want a perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape and size, try the original untucked shirt. And remember, use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. Untuck it. Thank you, Untuck it. Now, of course, it's going to be 50 degrees today. Roads are dry and Loudoun County canceled schools.
Yeah, I was actually...
I knew this was going to happen last night.
I think I've asked you about this.
Yeah.
As a father of two teenagers.
16 and 18.
How does this affect you?
It doesn't anymore.
Right?
It doesn't.
Like, is it a big deal? The only reason I know, my parents, when school was canceled, they probably had no questions because they were probably at work by that time.
Right.
And even when I was younger, it was like, all right, fend for yourself. So it was never, who are we going to get to babysit little Oscar? It was like,
It was a big deal when they're little because you do have to sort of make plans.
Well, in this country, there are laws.
That's true. Back in the old country?
Oh, no. My parents, I think, didn't read the laws. And like I said, I would get the wooden spoon to turn on the lights because it was dark in there.
I wish they had smartphones back. I'd love video of that.
Just like
little toddler Oscar. That's right.
I had this whole setup of of gadgets so that I knew that could turn on things and how to get the peanut butter down.
You're like the old lady in the grocery store with the grabber.
I would move the little step stool so I could get the peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And then I know I had to rinse off so we wouldn't get ants in the sink.
Right.
After I used the peanut butter. I make a little peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then put a little piece of American cheese on a piece of white bread. And that was another snack.
That was your idea of
make.
Assimilation, wasn't it? Eating
yes.
American cheese.
And then
cheese?
I would eat Product 19 because that was the
cheaper cereal.
The fun cereal my mom would get.
That is fun.
And then I'd watch, oh my God, what was a great day home? A great day home was this snow day.
Right.
And if it was too much snow, everybody was home. But if it was just enough like today.
Right, where it'd be just school
kids. Where your
parents
go to work, school kids at home. If the twins, the Haitian twins up the street,
like, their names again?
Winnie Maxim, Jer Maxim.
Of course.
If they couldn't party for whatever reason because they broke something at the house.
There's no party like a Jer Maxim party.
Yes.
Because a Jer Maxim party don't
it
stop.
It would be me. Like my brother's probably going through liking girls.
Sure.
So he wanted nothing to do with me. And my sister probably had snuck out by that time to meet her boyfriend that she wasn't supposed to have.
Right.
And then I would be downstairs by myself in front of the Trinitron. And I'd sit there and I'd be like, oh my God, what are we going to watch today? And it'd always be The Price is Right.
I was going to say, that is my keystone marker of either a sick day or a snow day.
And before then...
Wonderful.
There was a rerun of Chips and then The Price is Right?
Depends.
For me, it was Chips.
Chips is good,
I was like, man, that guy Ponch is really cool, and he kind of looks like me.
California Highway Patrol.
Yes. And then...
Did you know that the guy that plays their supervisor is Chris Pine's dad?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, wild, right?
Oh,
if you think
royalty.
About it, they kind of look like it. Yeah.
And then...
Not like Buffalo royalty, but still pretty good.
Yeah, Hollywood royalty.
Right on.
So we sat there and I was like, all right, this is great. And after you would have The Price is Right, I'd have a good hour block of news because that's what news would come on.
That's when we only had four channels.
And then you come on with Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I was an All My Children guy, but
and
I'm with
Bo
you.
Bo and Hope were still together all these years later.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you'd catch up on.
But, for my house, it's not really a consequence because, they're older now. Mm-hmm. And there was a two-hour delay announced last night, but they also announced that they were going to have alternate bus routing.
Yes.
And so if the side roads are that bad, I said they're going to call off school tomorrow, which actually works out because Julia has a medical procedure scheduled today.
Ooh.
And she was so flipped out that when we got the 5:30 call that schools were canceled, she was already up because she couldn't sleep. She's getting 4 wisdom teeth out today.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Jeez. But, you see, this has been sort of a sort of a journey. I'm going to go past that. But thank you, Oscar, my friend. She was going to do a, we actually had her in the chair for a the procedure where they were going to do laughing gas and mild sedation.
Okay.
And she, and you know, Julia, of all things, she is a cool kid.
Cool kid.
Level-headed.
Yeah.
And she can handle almost anything. But she started to flip out, like crying, tears, and the whole thing. And the doctor said, I can't do this. Because even the fact that she would have been cruel and unusual, when you are that tense during a dental procedure, you clench your jaw. It makes it virtually impossible for it to happen. So she's going under general anesthetic today to have them pulled out. And I did a little research, and I spoke to AJ from the Hey Phrase program, who went through a similar process 2 weeks ago. And it is pretty medieval that they actually sort of use these calipers that crack the tooth that will, you know, crush it, and it comes out in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrifying to think about, and she's on a regimen of pills now, antibiotics to prepare for the procedure and all of that. Do you ever have your wisdom teeth out? I never had to have mine out.
No, but I think I'm paying for it now because I had braces when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I guess.
And you walk great now.
Yeah, and for my legs and my teeth.
Of course.
Thank you. Just like Forrest Gump. Then I started running.
Hey, like Maddie's dad.
I started running for the school bus, and they broke away.
Run, Oscar! Run!
Well, I guess I think as far as wisdom teeth are good, my day will come probably 2 or 3 years from now where they need to go, because what I feel now is the pain of probably an impacted molar.
Sure,
I feel that once in a while.
Yeah. It's the weird thing for Julia is that it had to be sort of fast-tracked because her wisdom teeth are growing very close to the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hits there, it's going to be like unbelievable pain. So that had to come out even before summer. He said this is like something that has to be done within the month. Now, Matt, you've had your wisdom teeth out? Well, let me turn your mic on. Big mistake.
I have. Yes, I have. I've got my wisdom teeth out. I mean, my wisdom
all
teeth.
All four?
All four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all four at once. They were like growing sideways at a right angle almost. Which is really weird.
There is no end to the fascinating parts of your lifetime.
Yes, I know.
Your sideways teeth.
Yes.
Did you go under or did you have laughing gas?
General anesthesia. That was the first time I actually went under.
How old were you?
I think I was around 18 approximately.
Did you have a bad time coming out of the anesthesia? Because you see those videos on YouTube all the time of the people going crazy, not knowing where they are.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Oh, are you guys going to do that bit when you pick her up?
We'll see.
Right?
I don't know.
Oh, what if she mother Fs you guys?
In what way?
Like, I've just seen people come out of anesthesia, and, well, I've heard of people and be like, F you.
That's her.
F you. I don't want it. I love Caleb. That's your daughter's boyfriend's name, right?
I think we'd be more
gonna
like
to get married.
He's so much better than you. He's so much better.
At prom, we're going to have a baby.
Robert is the worst.
Robert.
So we shall see.
Steals money from you guys.
So we shall see what happens. But yeah.
Are you ready for that moment?
I am. I'm very, you kidding me?
Phone's charged?
Me? Yeah.
You got room in your phone?
You bet. You think there's, for someone who has made.
This is when they go viral.
When I was a.
She'll be fine.
When I made. I've made a career out of, messing with people on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
If I can mess with someone in real life, that's even better.
Yeah, you could end up on Ellen.
Mm-hmm. I got, I still occasionally take the, telemarketer calls in the car. I'll get them on my cell phone and I'll answer if I'm driving. I've got a pretty long commute.
Yeah.
I do it for my own entertainment now, and I don't know what that says about me.
It's fun. You like the show business.
And so the guy calls in and he says, yeah, do you know that? Are you looking in? And I said, absolutely. Hit 3. Beep. And the guy's, and I get, hello, are you interested in healthcare? I said, am I? He says, oh, that's good.
God.
And he says, how many people are you looking to cover? I said, in total, 28. And there's a
this
long
is when someone
pause.
Is salivating. The phone tree goes from like, maybe we'll do this. This is a hot lead.
And he says, 28? And I said, yep. And I started naming names, random names. I said, well, there's me, there's Doris, there's Susie, there's Bill, Dan, Gail, Lina, Billy, George, Dana. And he says,
you know, sir, we're trained to gauge the tone of your voice, and I don't think you're telling the truth.
Really?
Yeah, and I said, whoa, 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 what training?
Okay, but see, this, well, no, but this is great.
In what way?
Like, there are probably, I said, 5% of the SPIWAC contingents out there.
Right.
That are wasting these telemarketers' time.
Right.
So they're like, hey, just in case you get a wackadoo on the line, this is how it works.
Yeah.
They're going to be hacky and over the top.
Right.
Does that change your approach?
I was...
Now you got to game the game.
Well, I did, but the thing is I was so unexpected. This was so unexpected to me that he had training. I started asking him about the training. Mm-hmm. I said...
Oh, no, you got to get some recon. I get that.
And I said, yeah. Really, this is... I hate to overthink it, but in my mind, I'm saying... Wait, this is a facet I've not explored before. This call is over, so let's just get what I can out of it.
No, I get reason. Yeah,
and I
get
said,
that.
So what kind of training? He says, oh, we gauge your enthusiasm, your tone of voice, and your sincerity. I said, oh, I'm sincere.
He said, yeah, but see, I think this is a window into your soul.
Yeah.
Like if you are so hack that the guy on the phone knows you're just effing with them,
yeah.
Your entire approach needs to change.
You're right.
You must be somber and sound busy.
You think sounding busy would help?
Yes, mm-hmm. Because someone with an actual job and responsibility is somber and sounds busy. You're talking to him right now.
You see, another thing that's different here is almost all of the telemarketer calls that are coming now are about health insurance.
Yes.
And that's a different breed of caller than you get for, say, someone that's trying to get you to buy a timeshare.
I understand that.
So I do need to change. You know what?
Well,
because
there's more money at stake.
Exactly.
So you're dealing with just a higher caliber telemarketer.
So what we're saying is the hardware must match the software.
Yes.
Okay.
Like you are probably, you're still rocking like the Tandy attitude,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move you into a Microsoft Office 98 world.
Okay.
Where you're like, okay.
Maybe Office, maybe XP.
Hey, look, let's not get wild.
Well, you know, I was familiar with that
XP,
system.
Okay, go okay. XP.
Okay, I will.
Just very somber, more like, yes, we're actually looking for something.
All right,
what's your package?
Let's play act it. You be the telemarketer, okay? Okay, this is going to be fun. Improv. All right. Yes, and...
Action.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Spiewak?
Speaking.
I see you're associated with the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to let you know that we're here from United Healthcare, and we have some great options for healthcare, especially if you have a company from 3 to 10 individuals.
That sounds pretty good, but I'm kind of busy right now.
When would be a better time to call back?
We can
and
do
before
it.
Before you answer that, please.
Yes.
I would like to know: are you looking for health insurance?
I actually am. We could talk now if you can promise to keep it brief.
Bingo. See, that's
how we
bingo.
Do it.
Yes.
Okay, that's how we'll do
but
it.
But then. When you name the names, not so much enthusiasm, like you're messing.
Maybe
with
we
them.
Go with a different thing.
Okay, how many people are you thinking of insuring?
Probably, let's see. Well, the firm is a 3 to 10 person firm, but I will be insuring 42 people.
Okay, so is that 42? Are they all employees, or are you counting family?
No, this is family and friends.
Okay, 42. So this is where you go into.
And then, you see, but this is when
I go into the names.
Okay.
And, hold on a sec. This is how you can mess with them.
All right.
You go, I know I said, this is when you turn, you say, I know I said to keep this brief, but let me just make sure I have write down the names to get you an exact number.
Okay. And then we can do that. But then I would also, if I feel I have him, then
yeah,
I would
but
go
don't
to,
go into, whatever you do, I know every ounce of you wants to get into vaudeville world, where you start dancing and singing.
But
and,
no, but if you have them on the hook, then you can go a little further.
No, I think that they
well,
are trained.
Well, then it's no fun then. Because I want to say, how do you feel about pre-existing conditions?
Okay, yes, that's fine, but if when your tone, even the tone you're telling me right now.
All right, okay, let me.
Your tone is what I'm talking about.
Let me take it with a different
tone.
Okay. All right, in 3, 2, 1. All right, that sounds okay. What is your deal with pre-existing conditions?
Okay, bingo.
All right.
At every turn, you're asking, you're pensive and sound busy.
Okay.
So you're almost like you're asking a question at every turn.
All right, that sounds fine, but I need to know what's your take on pre-existing conditions. I just need to know. All right.
Are you for or against them?
No, and I would say, because I, of course, suffer from a bad case of ingrown foot. And then... He's mine. So, anyway.
And then you're like, sure, sir, were you Were you at the Patrons art auction this past weekend at the Torpedo Factory? And what are you drinking?
Wait, were you the guy with the beer? I hate you. The other guy was good.
But you see.
Yes. We've learned.
Game the game.
Exactly. Call me. I'll be in my car today at 2. Call me. We're back after this. Find out how hip we are after this.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
There he is on the internet.
Pony boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomerashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
I'll say this about Julia. She might need to get her wisdom teeth out, but she's great at brushing.
Yes.
Because she uses Quip.
Quip.
Now, Quip is the greatest toothbrush in the world. I use it. It's the better electric toothbrush. It features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough even for sensitive gums, and they're not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. The best thing, though, is the timer. It's built in. Every 30 seconds, it gives a little indicator. Indicator. Well, if you are, you know, where were you? I was indicator.
Indicator.
It indicates when you need to switch from your side of your teeth. Outside, inside, so you know you get 30 seconds for every portion
of
your mouth.
How do you feel about great teeth?
are you on
insurance
the
questions.
Insurance questions?
Yeah. We use Quip. We have great teeth.
Can we get a discount on that?
There you go.
I have a bad case of ingrown tooth. They grew sideways.
You just ruined the bit.
No, I didn't. I think I... Just, it's fine. And the other good thing I love about Quip is that they will automatically deliver you replacement brush heads every 3 months, just like your dentist tells you to do. So your dentist is always happy because your brush head is always right. You'll never get stuck with old, worn out, ineffective bristles. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. It starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, your first refill pack is free for a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. Buy it and smile. Quip. Mm. Love it. All right. So I found this quiz, and I try to keep up with the slang because I've got these, I've got the kids, right? 16 and 18. Yes. And I know it makes you crazy when I say woke and lit and all that stuff.
It sounds wrong coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. And well, I think actually.
I think my mouth as well.
Yeah.
You got to be, Mac, say woke and lit.
Woke, lit.
Okay,
no, but can you use them in a sentence?
Okay,
go ahead.
Let's see.
You know I guess what? The answer would
that's
be
over.
No.
That is over. Yeah. That is over.
All right, thank you.
Maddie, will you use it in a sentence?
This is so lit.
Okay, that's better than the silence we got from Matt.
Exactly. Pony, use woke.
Rob Spiewak sure is woke.
That's even better.
Yes, but it's a lie. So here are 5 slang terms. Now, you see, I don't know if I can trust them to being like new and fresh because it's from USA Today, which is only read by people over the age of 70 staying in a hotel.
Oh, you know what I realized what's going on with our broadcast right now?
What?
I was going back and forth with Pony? With Pony. Are our gates off?
No, I put them back on.
They're back on?
Yeah.
Why does it sound so live in here?
Max is a little open because, you know, he speaks so quiet.
Okay, well, can you close
speak
it?
So quiet.
I'll keep on bouncing off his.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mac, why you mess with us like that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I
really,
know.
Remember, we don't cater to their weakness.
Or we'd be here all day. All right, so here are some slang terms. I'm going to give you the term, and you have to use it or define it for
me.
Mac, you can play along if you like.
Yeah, but really speak up.
Yeah, and see if you can do better than you have been doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
the word bet, B-E-T.
Oh,
bet.
Bet is like a affirmative. Yes. Good to go.
All right. Mac?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, very good. Now we're playing Hollywood Squares. Bet means you're in agreement with something, like saying you bet, but without the you. Exactly right. I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
You nailed it. All right.
You know how I know that?
How come?
Santana Moss answers me with bet.
I thought Santana Moss, when he said that, he was wanting to actually place a bet.
No. It's just, that was like.
Oh, that would be Travis.
And I know. Travis, he's actually does pretty well. Should open up his own casino.
All right. How about get a bag?
Oh, get a bag is get a dime bag, pick up a bag of weed, a satchel, a sack.
I think it's something that has to do with like a grocery store. Do you want a bag? Do you want to
paper or plastic?
Yeah, or because you have to pay.
New hip slang, and he's at a grocery store. Produce. I think it has something to do with produce.
Get a bag for that produce.
Get a bag does not mean bag of drugs. It means a bag of money. And if you get a bag, it means you just got paid or came into some money. Yeah. Hey, Oscar, let's get a bag.
Get a bag.
All right. What about no cap? Just a paycheck. No cap.
No cap. When you're buying in bulk, there is no cap.
Okay.
I think no limit.
No cap means no lie.
Oh, damn.
Like Max looks good in that orange shirt. No cap.
But he's got a cap on.
He does. If you want an orange shirt, you're going to have to get a bag.
Wait. But do you have an actual sentence?
It means no lie. It says if you tack it on to the end of a sentence, it means you're confirming that you're being serious and not joking.
Okay, so like straight shoot.
Yeah, or no lie. I mean, it's a similar
I like no cap better. I'm going to start using that now. So for all of you that communicate with me, especially on the show.
Yes.
When I say no cap, it's serious.
All right, what about, this is not the obvious meaning, out of pocket.
Oh, out of pocket. I'll use it in a sentence.
Please.
That when we get lunch for all the team members here at Podcast Village.
One of the greatest things that happens on a regular
Charlie
basis.
Either Charlie or I, for the majority of the week, I would say at least 3 of the 5 days, or maybe even 2 of the 5, depending, we're coming out of pocket.
You would think that's the old definition of something being out of pocket. Yes, that's incorrect. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, like how I...
Well, then don't.
Okay. I have a follow-up. One more?
Yeah, please.
You know, why not? Out of pocket is... this is what I've heard from other, it's like kind of a douchey use of it.
It's going to sound weird coming out of your mouth.
I'm out of pocket where I'm just not available.
No, it actually means your friend, means out of control. So if someone does something crazy, like, did you see Pony Googling Maddie last week? That was out of pocket.
And probably.
So Pony, stop being so out of pocket.
I missed everything.
I don't know if that's the out of pocket.
That's what it is.
What does it say?
It says, it's not like out of pocket expenses. It means out of control. So if your friend does something crazy, you say they're out of pocket. Like maybe out of a comfort zone, outside the box, out of pocket, just out of the norm.
Off the chain?
Yeah, man. Groovy. Daddy-o.
Oh, God.
And the last
one. You're not that old.
Weak. Now, you know it means bad or lame. That's
yes, that's so weak.
But there is a new use of weak.
Oh, my God.
W-E-A-K.
Weak. So it doesn't mean literal strength, that you don't have any strength.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't mean that it's not cool. Let me tell them that strain of bud is weak.
No, I'm sorry.
No, but I'm talking it out here.
All right, very good.
So instead of, this is what's probably happening, this is the trend, instead of it being not strong, weak means it is crucial.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Actually has to do with something that's incredibly funny because it makes you weak from laughter. That joke is weak. It made me weak from laughter. I don't understand kids, and I don't understand why that works.
Go back through them again.
All right. Weak means...
No. Just to go back through all the words.
Bet.
Okay. I got that.
All right. Get a bag.
Okay. That means get money.
Right. No cap.
No cap. Serious.
Yeah. Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. I forgot what that meant.
Out of control.
Okay.
And of course,
Max out of pocket with his bad stories today.
Yeah. He made me laugh so hard I was weak.
Okay. Then. Okay. Right. Good.
So that's it. Now you know. And now we're hip.
So when you read your kids' texts or group messenger threads, you'll understand what they're saying.
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
Get a bag does not mean that they're smoking weed.
It probably does. Understand this. No matter what you don't understand in a kid's text, they're smoking weed, okay? When we come back, do we have an Oscar
Auntie? We do.
About kids smoking weed.
It's packed.
Stacked and packed after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, I don't know, but I'd say love is kind. First kid.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look for her at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in the giant shamrock. Mm. She'll be throwing out candy. One of the best things I get to do each week on this show is plan out the bonus show. I'm excited about this week's bonus show where I have found the U.S. Immigration Naturalization Quiz. And we're going to find out who's the best American on the show. And you know what, Oscar? I'm curious because you actually had to take that quiz, right?
Yeah, when I was 18.
Yeah. So
I remember I flew home for the day to get sworn in.
No kidding.
And flew back to Boston.
Wow.
For the rest of the week of school.
But you never know what you're going to get on the bonus show. I take great pains to make sure it's different each and every week, and we will be recording it this week. And if you don't hear it, you're going to miss out. Also, when you subscribe to the bonus show, you don't just get the bonus show every week. You get every bonus show we've ever done. And perhaps most importantly of all, it's the best way to support this show. So you get extra TMOS, you get extra laughs, and you help us out. So please buy our thing. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content. And remember, you'll be helping us. So remember, buy the bonus show and try not to embarrass yourself. And now, this is a very unexpected Thursday edition. Love it because it's hot and it's fresh. It's Oscarazzi.
Fantastic day for Oscarazzi. There's so much breaking. I'm happy to share it with you.
Yay.
The latest in the Jussie Smollett, saga where was he or was he not attacked by co-stars or actual MAGA representatives.
It seems to me that he just likes to make pretend.
Now we know because as of this morning.
Yes.
There has been a mugshot released of Jussie Smollett as the Chicago PD has arrested him.
Oh, no.
For making a false statement to the police. Now, this is a story that transcends entertainment news because it's been all over the mainstream media as well.
Right, right.
If this guy, which it looks like he did, put himself first and really coordinated this, I need more attention. I've got an album coming out. Wow. I was going to be written off the hit show, his hit show that he's currently on.
Are they alleging that he was being phased out of the show before the incident?
That's what they're alleging. Now, okay. The producers have come out and said that is not the case.
That's not the case.
Either way, as a publicity stunt, this does not work.
No, not at all.
You picked the wrong time, the wrong decade to try something like this and think that people are going to forget and move on.
Right.
And by the way, if you are at all in touch with reality, the idea that you think you can get away with something like this, with the cameras that are available in every major metropolitan city, that it doesn't even make sense.
Well, we've been through this before. There is a certain mindset among celebrities that somehow they're above reality at mm-hmm. times, and he thinks he can get away with it. Well, you can't, friend. You just can't do it. And also, you want publicity? Wear a meat dress. That's what you do. You don't fake a lynching. You do something outrageous that doesn't cause harm to other people if you have to do it. But there's also the notion of, hey, maybe just be talented.
Especially with this certain climate. He faces
in this climate, it's horrible.
The stakes are high. 3 years in prison.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So, Did you see the video of his accomplices buying like a bunch of like ski masks? Oh,
yeah, they got everything.
Stuff?
Yeah, of course.
By the way,
it was like a bank robbery purchase. It was so awful.
They're his personal trainers.
Yeah.
They're extras on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just makes no sense.
Sounds like it was pretty well thought out.
He's getting what he deserves. Yes. I hope he gets time.
Me too.
It would really signal to the world that you just can't get away with this. It doesn't matter if you're a celebrity.
And you know what? It's going to continue on because celebrities just
don't
see it.
Well, think how many people came to his, rightly so, came to and spoke publicly about
in his defense when we thought it was genuine. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a horrible way.
I'm like, what is this country coming to?
It's a horrible way to play on the emotions of America.
And he perpetuates this fake news.
Yep.
Narrative that's going out there. Okay. So that, speaking of fake news, now...
Give him an additional year in jail for being a jerk.
We get to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the Kardashians have what I would say a bombshell of bombshells happening right now.
No kidding.
And you probably don't care, but you should know because your teenage daughter or son are involved in this. Or if they're in their 20s, they're definitely talking about this. Now, does the name Tristan Thomas mean anything to you, Rob?
Is he dating one of them?
He's been in the middle of what has been, I guess, a solid story arc for the Kardashians.
Oh.
Tristan Thomas cheated on Khloe Kardashian.
Yes, yes, of course.
He plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed together throughout the season. They have a baby together. The cheating actually went down here in D.C., so there's footage of him
in D.C. Oh, that's
nice
DC, when it's
so,
local.
You know,
yeah,
it's a local tie.
Way to make it relatable, Oscar.
To some, I guess... I don't even know what to call them. Jersey chasers, whatever.
Were they cheating at like a? Was it like at the National Cathedral or Washington Monument?
Some club down about a mile from here.
I was just hoping to make it more picturesque.
But there's video of that as well.
Okay,
so the latest allegations are that Tristan Thomas cheated with Kylie Kardashian.
Is
the younger sister. Friend Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is weird about all this is it is two. So you've got the little sister and her best friend.
Sure.
The best friend cheats with the older sister's husband. So, and they have video of this apparently.
Yeah.
And they're chronicling this in the final season. The current season of the Kardashians as they're filming.
Right.
So there's another layer to this cake where you're like, oh, and like any other rube in America, I'm like, oh man, that Tristan Thomas, like he's really just taking down whatever he comes around his way, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can say that on air, but you might want to double check that.
You can bleep that, Pony. That tone you just heard, folks?
Yes.
It actually covered a word that Oscar said that was, I used to have an uncle named Richard.
Okay, so add down to that.
Right on.
We could call it Richard Down, right?
My old DJ name.
They can say that? Okay.
More of a newsman, I think.
Tristan Thomas really Richard Downing everything that's out there.
Oh, and now it's a gerund.
Yes. So, you question that. And as a fan of the show, as my wife watches it, and now I'm wrapped up into it, I'm like, okay, this is good. Then I find another article from the Mirror UK, which is not a reliable source, but then there are corroborating sources saying that the Kardashians are down roughly a third from last season.
Oh.
So that the patriarch of the family... she's gone out of her way to architect this drama.
She'd be a matriarch.
Matriarch.
Yeah.
Oh, because she's a...
Well, a female.
Then what is matriarch Kris Jenner?
Kris Jenner is a piece of work, I'll tell you what.
No, seriously.
No, she would be a matriarch.
As well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But initially a patriarch.
Well, no, I mean...
I'm sorry, not Kris Jenner.
I know who you mean. Formerly Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner, I think, now would be preferred to be referred to as a matriarch.
Matriarch. So two matriarchs.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Co-matriarchs.
Kris Jenner, the matriarch.
Yeah.
Right now, because I think the Caitlyn Jenner, they're estranged.
Mm-hmm.
That she has architected this entire, hey, listen, Jordan, we need to pump up the ratings for the new season of the Kardashians. We can't be on a downtrend.
So do you think this is an engineered scandal?
This is if this comes to light.
Yeah.
This is, mark my words, this is the fall of the Kardashian empire.
Because could they be so stupid as to think, hey, you know me, that girl that I'm dating that's on that I'm cheating on the reality show and there's cameras everywhere. Well, and you know how there's cameras everywhere at a club and we're going to go to Washington, D.C. and I'm famous? Oh, yeah, I'm not going to get caught.
Well, who are you going to ask for this favor of favors? You can ask your daughter's best friend.
Right.
Like, and then you're going to tell the husband who already likes creeping. Like, hey, you just got to make out with this girl. We're going to take care of things. Here's an NDA.
Yeah.
And America's going to fall in love with the Kardashians again.
It is so tidy.
Right?
Yes.
That's who you ask for a favor. You want a fall guy or a fall girl, you ask family.
Yeah, because is anyone really that stupid? Are they that stupid? They think we're not going to catch on?
Well, if this is the case, this is the first time any of that has ever added up where I'm like, okay, DC, he's cheating with some chicken heads. I get that, right?
Well, I just love when news comes out of Washington, D.C., my hometown.
I had so much more. Quickly. Just one more, please.
One more. Okay. Stop the music.
This is going to be great.
Yes.
And I'm excited on multiple levels. Okay. Chris Hemsworth is going to play Hulk Hogan in a biopic that's going to Netflix.
No kidding.
Yes. And it is going to be fantastic.
Is it going to cover what era of Hulk's career?
Well, his rise to Hulkamania.
Is it going to get to the where he was paid to sleep with the disc jockey's wife?
I don't know if Bubba the Love Sponge is going to be written into the actual film. My guess is no.
Well,
that would be ballsy. But then he had that big payout from Gawker.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, who knows? Is that going to be just a thread of letters of what his post-career was?
I was going to say maybe save it for the sequel.
But Netflix is definitely greenlit a movie, and Chris Hemsworth is going to be the star. And to see that movie made in our era while the Hulk is alive, that's going to be effing awesome.
Is he involved in it?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Can't wait, brother.
Can't wait. Watch the movie, brother.
Love it.
Thank you, Oscar.
I hope that Kardashian breakdown made sense.
I like to work it into the Hulk Hogan movie if we could. That's for part three.
That's Oscarazzi for your Thursday.
Thank you, Oscar. We're back after this, and we'll do an audio vault to please your ears. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Mike O'Mara. When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial.
Ooh.
Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other.
You know, if they make that Hulk Hogan movie, they're going to need a lot of tank tops. And you can buy those tank tops at Walmart.
Yes.
And if you do, you want to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and go to our shopping center right on our website. You'll see it. There's banners there for Macy's, Target, and Walmart. When you support these retailers, you support us.
Listen up, brothers.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. It doesn't cost you anything, and it means the world to us, brother. For the next time you need anything, brother, go to the TMOS shopping center. It has everything. So remember, that it costs you nothing. Awesome. It's Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, where the tie goes to the runner. I don't even know what that means. Open the audio vault for today. It is February 20th, 2019. I don't know why I am so taken with this tape. Everybody and their brother is announcing that they're going to be running for president, right? Mm. And they're all doing their events, and they're all doing their stuff. And in Iowa, there was a sort of a open house type come in, meet and greet the candidate.
Town hall.
At town hall meeting.
Town hall.
At an Iowa bar for Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She's from New York. And she's addressing the crowd, and this one lady just pushes by her, and the excuse she gives is great.
I don't think you should back away from
this is the senator.
Ideas that the base and the grassroots care about.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get some ranch.
Go ahead.
And she really does just push her aside in the bar because she needs to get some ranch dressing. And now this lady has put Ranch Girl on her Twitter and Instagram feed. So, yeah.
Does she look like a ranch girl?
She doesn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. I think that she doesn't look like a ranch girl. But the fact is she's really embracing it. Let's hear the tape again.
No, I take everything back.
Okay.
No. By ranch girl, not like a ranch hand.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yes.
I know what you mean.
What do you think a ranch girl looks like?
I think it would be a, how shall I say it? A stoic, sturdy woman?
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Thank you, Pony. Rubenesque.
Okay, you're correct. She does not.
Yeah, but
I got a better picture here.
But let's hear it again.
I don't think you should back away from the bold ideas that the base and the grassroots care about.
I'm just trying to get some ranch.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, that's a woman whose dipping sauces are very important to her, and she's embraced it fully. I hope that it goes away quickly, but I think it's pretty funny right now. And I also like the notion of having this just as a standard excuse.
She literally bulldozed her way past her.
Boom!
In the middle of the camera and said, sorry, I'm just going to get some ranch. Like, now, that is, the video does it justice. The audio really gives you the perspective.
What's great is that we have, you know, we work in some tight quarters here at Podcast Village. So I think the new thing, at least for the next few days, if you have to go buy someone,
just
put your hands, I'm just getting some ranch. That's going to be our new catchphrase. Thank you. Now, is this a real tape? Is this a stage tape? I don't care. I like to hear people screaming. This is a guy getting a tattoo, and apparently his girlfriend is holding his hand through the procedure.
Yes.
And we find out at the end, her name is Monica. Not that
bad. What the hell?
He's just getting some ranch. What the hell? Anyway, so I don't know. Even if it's staged, he's a good yeller. There's that. It looked pretty genuine to me.
Was it like an elaborate tattoo?
It was. Obviously, it was a guy creeping on the site, so it wasn't close enough to see what the tattoo was.
Okay,
but he was at a distance.
Just really strange.
And, you know, you really get the notion of, I mean, he's not happy. I love that he yelled the word Monica. All right, there's a guy named Steve Shrout. He lost his fantasy football pool. Sad for Steve, right? A lot of times when you lose your fantasy football pool, you just add a few bucks.
Yes.
But sometimes they attach like stunts or something you have to do to pay off the bet, right? He claims that his penalty for losing his fantasy football pool was to put on a gold Speedo, cover himself in peanut butter, and run around a dog park.
Oh.
Here he is talking about it.
My first year in fantasy football, I would have to lather myself up in peanut butter, wearing nothing but a gold Speedo, and go to a Dallas dog park. My strategy was to do it as fast as possible and hope that not as many people would see me, you know? It took me about 45 seconds to apply it to my whole body. There was a couple walking down the sidewalk, and they both said, ew! And they walked by so fast after that. They were so in shock.
Now, I watched the television coverage of this, and I'm wondering why they don't have anyone else from his fantasy league commenting on why he lost the bet. And it comes to me. Because there was no fantasy football league. His fantasy league involves peanut butter and dogs.
This guy's a pervert.
That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Awfully specific, too. Someone called
the police, and then the news showed up. Someone's like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, it's a fantasy football bet. Usually, bets are paid with dollars, not peanut butter and Speedos.
Someone like from Channel 5 is like, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, what's the story, man? You a pervert?
I love it.
You're a pervert, Peter?
We will close with this. This is from Wales, and I love the attitude of the people of Wales because this is the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And a guy is running down the street in his underwear, not covered in peanut butter, though, just running as if he was trying to escape something.
Okay.
So the guy from Wales pulls up next to him in his car and yells this to him.
You know when you've been kicked out on Valentine's morning, somebody forgot the flowers. Next time, buy the flowers!
Next time, buy the flowers!
Poor guy.
And then he went home and covered himself in peanut butter. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Oh, Mike, feel better.
Feel better.
We'll be back with another show for you tomorrow. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Remember to grab our app and listen to the 24/7 live stream. We like to call it TMOS Live.
Yes.
I love it. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to me. Send it to Rob. That's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note.
That was Matt.
That's nice.
Possible by the TMOS bonus.
Put the peanut butter down.
You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.